And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Edith Wharton, New York City, 1862, came from a rich New York family living off their real estate and banking fortune. Edith grew up around 23rd and Park Avenue. She read books from the family's great library, felt odd in high society. At the age of 23, she entered into a long and miserable marriage with a family friend, a good-looking guy, Teddy Wharton. Didn't care for books, had extravagant tastes, had numerous affairs. Edith Wharton went to Europe to escape from him, and she met Henry James in Europe and became good friends with him. He encouraged her to write about the New York City that she knew so well and that she disliked so much. And it was Henry James who introduced her to his friend Morton Fullerton, a journalist in Paris. Edith Wharton fell in love with him, had a long, passionate affair with him when she was in her late 40s, and she moved to Paris to be closer to him, though the affair ended soon after. She loved living in Paris. She got to know André Gide and Jean Cocteau. Theodore Roosevelt, F. Scott Fitzgerald came and visited her. She felt rather old-fashioned in the literary world. She did not approve of James Joyce's Ulysses. Died in Paris at the age of 75, working on a novel. Lay in bed in her last days, writing it page by page, dropping each page onto the floor so it could be collected later. Edith Wharton, who said there are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or to be the mirror that receives it. California Gold Rush began on this day in 1848 at John Sutter's lumber mill on the Sacramento River. They found flakes of gold. The word got out, and 12 years later, more than 300,000 people had migrated to California, including Mark Twain. He spent some time prospecting in Angel's Camp. Didn't find anything by way of gold, but he did hear a man tell a story about a frog and how they filled him with buckshot so he couldn't jump, and so he lost his owner a bet, a story that became the celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County, the story that made Mark Twain famous. Here's a poem for today by Jay Hoppler, Meditation on Ruin. It's not the lost lover that brings us to ruin, or the barroom brawl, or the con game gone bad, or the beating taken in the alleyway, but the lost car keys, the broken shoelace, the overcharge at the gas pump, which we broach without comment. These are the things that eat away at life, these constant vibrations in the web of the unremarkable. The death of a father, the death of the mother, the sudden loss shocks the living flesh alive, but the broken pair of glasses, the tear in the trousers, these begin an ache behind the eyes, and it's this ache to which we will ourselves oblivious. We are oblivious. Then one morning there's a crack in the water glass. We wake to find ourselves undone. Meditation on Ruin by Jay Hoppler from Green Squall, published by Yale University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Staples, with printers, printer ink, and toner cartridges for home and business, and in-store print shops for customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.